Tell me a little bit about him, actually, Jonathan.
Well, Tom's film that we showed last year, which I'm sure he'll be talking about, was I think he had a week's holiday in New York. So he went off to New York with a £600 video camera and made a feature film, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, and he's talking about that, and he does sound really, really interesting with this. So just listen to this. Shows you how you don't need any money.
Essentially, what happened was I had some time available, and I emailed Tom. I've known Tom for a long, long time. We both studied acting together many years ago, and I said, let's go to New York and make a film. And 2 months later, we found ourselves in New York with a half-written script, a couple of actors I'd never met before, and a flip camera, which is a tiny sort of iPod-sized camera, and a very loose idea to make a film about a guy who goes to New York to find an old friend of his from London, and he accidentally falls in love with that guy's girlfriend. And about one night in New York, as they try not to fall in love, essentially.
That sounds really interesting. Do you have to get do you have to get sort of permission to film something like that in New York, or can you just walk around with a camera and do it?
You should get permission, but because I was using the flip camera, I tried to. It was quite a deliberate choice, so I could film fast and essentially look like a tourist. And I wanted a documentary sort of feel. I wanted a handheld feel, and you get away with an awful lot filming that way. And
It's fast, isn't it? You have to hit and run, really.
Yeah, and it meant that the performances, the actors, there was no, you know, they were raw and they were real.
There was no crew. It was basically Tom with a device, not much like different to the recording device, and a handheld microphone, just literally walking in front of us, walking around New York.
Yes, and so was a lot of it improvised?
Yeah, very free. There was a loose script which we didn't really have time to learn in a lot of the locations and for light, so we were improvising a lot physically and with the words.
So would it be shot a lot in close up then? I mean, if you've got such a small camera, it would have to be, and you're trying, it would have to be fairly close.
It was, and of course that was very, very because it was obviously I was holding the mic and the camera. I realised very early on that the style was going to be very verite, very avant-garde, and the performances, you know, they couldn't lie, and that's essentially why I wasn't, you know, why I knew that I had to be loose with the script, and I didn't necessarily want it to be word perfect. What I was most concerned about was the
sincerity of the performance.
Absolutely,
And was it all shots? Was it all exteriors?
No. We shot on the subway. We shot in restaurants. We shot in apartments. Lots of it. We even shot on a rooftop. And of course, when I went to New York, I had none of these locations pre-planned. It was very, very much a case of showing the actors the camera and the mic and saying, "Okay, this is what we have." I have no locations, no money.
Did you not go out the day before and do a recce or something?
No, I showed up a couple of days earlier. Tom was on another film, actually, so he's joined me a few days later. And it was very ad hoc and very kind of... Initially, it was going to be a short film, and it just organically became a feature. And
sounds very interesting. It's sort of like working on your feet, isn't it? Just working on as it goes along. Did you find this a very interesting experience, Sam?
Absolutely. Very freeing as an actor, because there were no boundaries and no crew to bump into, and we had a very, very accommodating main actress called Gillian Lee Visco, who we worked with, who literally accommodated us with a roof over our heads. She provided the music for the film, and she was a fantastic actress to work with, very open with
she's
her heart and her home. She's a local from to New York, New Jersey. And we got on straight away, and it felt like, although we were working hard long days, it felt like an absolute joy to be in the company of this lovely lady, and being in New York. The sights play a huge part in this film.
Fabulous location.
Beautiful.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.